This is a busy time for farmers in the Midwest. They're getting ready for the planting season. This FS service station in rural Illinois is a favorite among local farmers. They come here in part because they can fill up their pickups with gasohol, a blend of gasoline and ethanol made from corn. Roger Ward manages the FS station. He says pumping gasohol is a way to help farmers.
Well, this is a farm community and this is a farm supply. We like to stick with the farmers and the rural community, and it's a good, clean fuel.
Ward could just as well be describing the national political scene. Many politicians support ethanol because it's seen as supporting farmers, and supporting ethanol is seen as a way to be environmentally friendly. Most of that support for ethanol comes in the form of a tax break. According to the U.S. General Accounting Office, since the mid-1970s, that tax break has cost the U.S. Treasury more than $7 billion. The GAO also reports the tax break does little to help the environment or to help reduce U.S. dependence on foreign oil. But supporting ethanol can help get political donations. The farm lobby is strong, and supporting ethanol is one of the tenets of the farm faithful. One of the biggest political contributors in agribusiness is Archer Daniels Midland. ADM has a lot at stake. It manufactures half of all the ethanol produced in the U.S. In the past 20 years, ADM's Political Action Committee and its corporate officers have donated millions of dollars to politicians and their parties. We requested interviews with Archer Daniels Midland officials, but instead we got a call from Eric Vaughn. Vaughn is the president of the Renewable Fuels Association. That's the national trade association for the domestic ethanol industry. Vaughn says the tax break on ethanol is needed.
If there wasn't a tax incentive for ethanol today, ethanol would not be marketed around the country as a clean-burning alternative fuel.
Vaughn says politicians supported renewal of the tax break in 1997 only because it's a good program.
Money didn't persuade Newt Gingrich to support the ethanol tax incentive. The facts of the program persuaded him to support the program and its extension. It was supported by 74 U.S. senators, an overwhelming number of the House representatives, and the President of the United States. So it wasn't a simple equation. It was very complex and roundly supported, strongly supported by Congress and the White House.
Opponents of the ethanol tax break say the only reason it survives is because it means guaranteed campaign funds. And so the arguments for and against ethanol are muddied because of politics and money. Celia Wexler is with the group Common Cause. Common Cause is a government watchdog group that wants to reform campaign fundraising. Wexler says it's easy to see the ethanol tax break as a political favor.
You see the policy at one end, you see ADM at the other end, you see the money. You kind of add things up.
Whether money persuaded politicians to support the ethanol tax break is arguable. However, ADM continues to give. In this election cycle, nearly every presidential candidate received donations from ADM. Prominent members of Congress on both sides of the aisle got money from ADM. Even more went to the political parties in the form of soft money donations. Common Cause says it has never taken a position on the ethanol subsidies. However, Celia Wexler says many groups feel the ethanol tax break is nothing but corporate welfare for ADM and other ethanol producers.
You have both conservatives like the Cato Institute and, you know, liberals and environmentalists and the GAO all basically saying the same thing, that this hasn't been a terrifically effective use of taxpayer dollars.
Wexler says all Common Cause wants is an ethanol policy that's based on facts.
Take the big money out of politics and then let's have the debate. If there are really good reasons to continue the ethanol program, let's hear them. And let's members of Congress and the president and vice president decide totally on the merits and not be influenced by money.
That debate won't come anytime soon. The ethanol tax break won't expire until the year 2007. Ethanol supporters say the day is approaching when ethanol won't need tax incentives, but they won't say how soon that day might come. In the meantime, presidential candidates George W. Bush and Al Gore both support the ethanol tax break. That goes over well when the candidates are campaigning in the Farm Belt. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.